the tour.
Right, come on, let's get you dressed.
No.
First, don't we? You just got out of the bath. You giggly boy. It?
No.
What's happened?
My feel better.
Pardon?
Feel better now.
You feel better now?
Yeah.
What happened to your ear?
I don't know. Somebody
touched it. Well, there's only me and you here.
Yeah.
So was it Mummy?
Yeah.
It was not.
Yes, it is.
What did I do?
Smack me.
I didn't smack you.
Clean nappy.
It's clean. It is a nice clean nappy, yeah. Shall we put it on?
Yes. My pink legs.
Your pink legs?
A pink old ear, Mummy.
Pink ears?
Yes, Mummy.
Right, have your legs straight.
Big nose. Big nose.
Have I got a big nose?
And mine got a big nose.
And you've got a big nose as well?
Yeah.
Right, legs straight, please.
Yes, please.
Good boy. Thank you.
Now smell something in.
No, just keep still, please.
Smell something.
What can you smell?
Something nice.
Something nice? It might be the talcum powder. Do you think?
No, it's more like a mint.
It smells like a mint?
Yes.
I don't know what it is. I can't smell it. Right, let's put a vest and jumper on you.
No.
No, you're not running away. No. Come on, because we're going to go to the beehive, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're only going to go if you get ready. Because we've got to have lunch yet.
Hair wet.
Is your hair wet?
Yes.
Well, you've just come out of the bath, that's probably why. Let's run arms through your sleeves.
Brush your hair, brush your hair. Brush your hair.
You're brushing your hair?
Brush all the hair all Saturday morning. Body clean it, clean it, clean it. And brush Mummy's hair. I'm going to brush Mummy's hair now.
You want to brush Mummy's hair?
Yes.
Let's just get your jumper on, Tom. Come on.
Where's Tom's Tom?
He's here hiding his jumper. Arms through your sleeves.
Can I brush your hair?
You'd like to brush my hair?
Yes, please. Brush you can.
Right. That's fine, thank you.
That's it. And then
shouting about?
I'm banging this wooden tree.
You're banging your wooden tree? I can't see the wooden tree.
Yes, it is. I'm trotting down. I'm banging it.
That's not a wooden tree. That's talcum powder.
It's a wooden tree.
Is it? All right. It's a good imagination, Thomas.
Yes, I'm a happy man.
So they're Christmas?
Yes.
Because they brought your wooden tray and set, he could have just brought you some talcum powder, could he?
My happy man. It's my tree. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Look. Lights on the airplane. It's home.
What do you say? Lights on the airplane?
Another key,
what for?
The airplane.
The airplane?
Yeah.
What's the airplane?
This airplane.
Oh, you're changing that's an airplane, is it?
Yes. Yeah. For my another key, please. I'll take. Where's the key gone?
I don't know what you mean by the key, Thomas.
The airplane is it. I need it. Click locks.
Let's put your slippers on.
That's my man.
Come on, let's put your slippers on.
We're break.
Come on, stop running away. Listen, if we don't get ready and have lunch quickly, we're not going to be home. To go. By the time we get there, everybody else will be on the way home, won't they? You've got to have lunch, walk there. You'll be more upset if we get there and all your friends are leaving, won't you? Yes? Right, I'm just going to get a bit of cotton wool now.
What is this? What is this? I know. What's this?
It's a towel.
Oh, ha ha!
That's what Mummy's looking for, a little bit of cotton wool. We're going to just bathe, wet this and then bathe your ear.
I see legs. See my brown egg. I see a big egg.
You see a brown egg and a red egg?
Yes. Oh, down here. See one.
Come on. What's she kissing you, Ribena?
Yeah, and a little kiss. Oh, big. I not got your slippers on.
No, I just take my shoes off, haven't I?
Put them on. You're catching things.
I'm catching things?
Yes.
What am I catching?
A big fish. I'll eat your toes.
A big fish will eat my toes, will it?
Yes.
Oh, goodness me. I better be careful then, haven't I?
Yes.
I don't want that to happen.
I'm not being slipped in the water tray.
What's about a water tray? Are you warning me not to slip?
No. What's this? What's this, Mummy? What's this?
It's Ribena.
You're in it. All the tasers not coming down.
I don't think she is she?
I'm leaving this on my back.
Why are you putting it round your back?
And it's not spilling now.
No, it's not spilling. I'll take the straw out in a minute and then we can eat it.
Oh, a lot of rock worm.
Well, this is exciting, isn't it?
Delicious.
Delicious, delicious, you mean?
Ram,
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 Ram, Ram, Ram,
Ram, Ram, Ram, Ram, Ram,
Ram, Ram, Ram, Ram, Ram,
Ram, Ram, Ram,
Did you have sausage roll with Grandma and Grandad?
Yes.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
They told me you'd had
a sandwich.
I just about said they told me you'd had a sandwich at lunchtime. Did you have sausage roll as well?
Yeah.
A special treat.
Special treat.
Sausage roll and there's some chips here.
Hot.
They might be very hot actually, Thomas.
No.
I think they might well be.
No.
Would you like some red sauce?
Yes. It's not hot now.
I think they will be very hot. Let me just get some sauce for you. Would you like a fork?
It's not hot. It's not very hot.
I'll get you a fork.
I'm just test one in my hand.
Hang on, let's open this carton of Ribena.
Of course we can.
Of course we can.
Okay, I'm clicking the money and the money in the oven, the baby me.
What are you saying? The nursery around patter cake bakers, ma'am?
Yeah.
Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Pat it and prick it and mark it with thee. I'll put it in the oven for baby and...
me!
Just realised I've just boiled the kettle and the noise will be on. The tape, won't it? Oh yeah, Mummy's going to have a nice cup of tea.
No chips, Molly.
Yes, I shall have some.
No chips.
I shouldn't, should I? It's quite naughty, but still.
Quite naughty.
There you are.
Look, single stars. I wonder what you are.
They're prawn crackers. Do you think they're like twinkle, twinkle little stars?
Yes.
They look like stars, don't they?
Yeah.
To do for lunch, so
no,
we just pop down to the chip shop, didn't we?
No, a chip shop,
but we like the prawn crackers, don't we?
Yeah,
you were talking to the two men in the chip shop, weren't you?
Yeah.
The lady served us, but there were some men waiting for their fish and chips.
Yeah,
so you were telling them about the train you'd just seen going under the bridge.
The chip shop is a McDonald's. It's a chip shop.
It was a chip shop, yes, it wasn't McDonald's.
The man looks not at McDonald's, it's a chip shop.
Is that what the man said to you? It's not McDonald's, it's a chip shop.
Yeah.
Is that what he said to you? Shall you eat some sausage roll as well?
Yeah.
And that's a treat, isn't it? A little carton of Ribena.
Just what I need.
Is it just what you need? You usually have Ribena, but you don't have it with a straw from a carton, do you?
one opens.
That one's opened? Do you mean the pastry's come away from the sausage?
Yeah. Snap. Look, a teddy bear.
That one reminds you of a teddy bear, does it, Miss Prawncracker?
Yeah.
This one reminds me of a sailing boat. Look, it's big enough to carry some people in there.
Another. I'll crunch it.
They sound very crunchy, don't they? Did you say I crunch it?
Yeah. Pop.
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 That sounds like Rice Krispies again, doesn't it? It's not crackle and pop.
Not like Krispies.
Does it taste good?
Yeah. More chips.
I'll get you some more chips if you eat a little bit of sausage. That's nice, isn't it? Some more chips. We were supposed to go to the beehive, weren't we? But we've had a change of plan.
Oh dear! Change of plan.
The change of plan because we discovered there was a meeting there today. Lynn and Ben and Charlotte phoned, didn't they?
No, I not caught them.
Pardon?
I'm not caught Ben and Charlotte.
You're not caught Ben and Charlotte? You didn't see them?
No.
No, we were supposed to go to the beehive and meet them there, weren't we? But we haven't been.
No. It was shut.
Well, it wasn't really closed today. You could still go, but it wasn't as normal.
Beehive's closed.
So we've had a walk into Didsbury, haven't we? At least towards Didsbury to get some lunch.
Mm.
And then later on we can go for a walk. Would you like that?
A fine daddy.
A fine daddy, yes. We might find him coming home from work, mightn't we? Tasty.
Yeah. Stop. Stop.
Pardon?
Stop.
Stop. You're telling me to stop?
Yeah.
Why are you telling me to stop?
I'm fed up with this.
You're fed up with this? What are you fed up with?
Daddy's car.
You're fed up with Daddy's car?
Yeah.
Why? What's Daddy's car done to you?
They're splashing the red window.
What about the window?
Smash it on water.
You're smashing the window?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're smashing the window?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. I better pour that cup of tea, hadn't I?
Yeah.
I do this every day, Thomas. I make tea and forget, and it's so strong when I get it. Oh dear.
Ha!
I have this big mug that says mummy on it. Mug of tea, isn't it? Look how big that is.
Mummies. And Purdy,
that's right. There's a picture of a pussycat on it. It says, I love mummy.
What's that?
It's a picture of a mummy.
What's that?
A pussycat. It says cat. And then it's pointing to a lady and it says, best mummy, fun, kind, pretty. And then there's a picture of a butterfly and a flower. Oh, and a rainbow. Can you see the rainbow in the corner?
I want to hold the rainbow.
You want to hold the rainbow?
Yeah.
Well, the mug's very hot. Just look at it for now. We saw a rainbow the other day, didn't we?
Mm.
Was it on Sunday? I can't remember.
I want to hold it.
No, it's too hot to hold at the moment, Thomas.
The whole mug's got pictures.
No, you can't hold it, not while it's so hot. When Mummy's drunk the tea, I'll wash the mug and then you can have a look.
We're looking it.
Mmm.
Snot.
You're referring to a pig now, aren't you? It's a nice day, but it keeps clouding over, doesn't it? I keep thinking it's going to rain, and then the next minute the sun's shining. Whoops!
Whoopsie! Whoopsie!
Well, when Mummy dropped hers, it was an accident. You're doing it on purpose now, aren't you?
That's it! Whoops!
Mm-mm. Daddy's on a diet. He wouldn't approve at all of our lunch, would he?
No.
You won't tell him about chips?
Yeah.
I bet you do.
About it, Daddy. About it. That's about it.
Could you say that again?
Yeah.
What did you say?
About it, about it. Happy though. Yes, I did mean it.
Is it Beanie? Yes, it is Beanie. You're meaning, is it Rybina? Yes, it is Rybina.
There's a piece of paper on it.
Is there? Oh, yes, that's why the straw was attached to the carton. I didn't understand what you were saying about Daddy beforehand. You can tell Daddy you've had Rybina and sausage roll.
What?
And so I think we'll keep quiet about the chips.
Hey!
I bet you tell him. Would you like some more chips?
About the prawn crackers.
You can tell Daddy about the prawn crackers if you like. Oh, is that what you're saying about this? Mm-hmm. Meaning tell Daddy about this?
Yes.
I see too. I think you saw it before I saw.
An ice cream van,
where?
Yeah.
I can't see an ice cream van.
Yeah, it's over
there.
Wow. Yeah,
there isn't an ice cream van over there. We saw it last night.
I see another one down there. I see another one of ice cream. I see that. See another ice cream van.
Can you?
Yes. A blue one.
Right, let's just push your chair nearer the table.
No.
Come on, if you're eating your lunch, you must sit nicely. Some more chips.
What's this? What is this?
It's your bib.
What's this?
It's a picture of a caterpillar and the sun.
The lot of... What's this, Mummy?
It's what, sweetheart?
What's this?
It's a part of a caterpillar.
had a bee.
And then there's a butterfly and it says, butterfly flutters by. Look, there's a butterfly in Mummy's mug. And there's a butterfly in your bib.
Tiki Toffee's not very like this.
Why, do you not like the bib?
No.
Why not?
Because I eat myself.
You shouldn't really wear a bib if you're eating.
No. Well, then that's mood gone.
Where's what gone?
Mood. Ducky and this.
Oh, that's the phone. Today to us.
No.
We were going to go out, we haven't been out, we've had visitors we didn't know we were having, we've had phone calls. And now Purdy's trying to get in, look at her, climbing up the glass. Do you think the window cleaner's been?
Yeah.
Just thinking the windows look quite. Tell you how I'll be able to see. Mommy was sitting on the kitchen window and she left some paw prints. Oh no, they're still there. No. Molly climbed up the kitchen window and left muddy paw prints, and they're still there, so I don't think the window cleaner's going to be. We saw a window cleaner in Disbury today, do you remember?
Door's not opened.
Excuse me.
Door's not opened.
No, the door's not open. We're getting you dried and dressed, aren't we?
Stay away, Purdy!
No, don't tell to stay away.
I'll be doggy poos. Spit the Purdy.
Excuse me, don't spit at Purdy.
It's not snot, Purdy. Thank you, Clevy, can't get Purdy out of the way. Clevy, cool girl.
Is she a clever little girl? She is, really, isn't she?
It is. Big hug, Mum. Big hug.
Just watch your head on the light. Is it your chips making you burp? Yeah, what did you say?
Maybe chips.
Excuse me, chips. Excuse me, please. Right, let's put your sweatshirt.
Big hug!
Oh, big hug. And you're in a bit of a mess, weren't you? So we had to give you a bath.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Jumper back on.
Well, Baba, I'm not put here.
No, you haven't here. You did before. That's why we put you in the bath, didn't we?
It's all gone.
It's all gone now.
Put it in the nappy. Dustbin man. Dustbin wagon. Blue dustbin wagon.
Oh, yes. Right, sit down, sweetheart, please.
Oh, my falling down. My falling down.
Up here?
Yeah.
Right.
Ow!
No, come on, Tom, slide down. I can't get you dressed for
anything. Face! Hey, me upside down!
You're upside down, are you not?
I'll do my chocolates.
Oh, yes, I thought you could still see your chocolates. Just let me look at your chin, darling.
I can't see my chocolates, that's it.
You look like you've got a little rash under your chin.
I'm not seeing a little trash.
Little trash, little rash, little spot.
Look, Sickles, I'm not seeing nowhere.
Oh, your chest's all right. I think perhaps it's where you've had your hat on. You know that little strap that goes under your chin to secure your hat? I think perhaps it's just rubbed a little bit. That's what's caused the rash. I don't think you've gone down with anything nasty, do you?
No.
Hope not, anyway.
I'm a toddler.
Are you not comfortable?
No.
Well, what's the matter? You want a big hug? Oh, that's a nice big hug. Right, come on, lie down again. Let's get this nappy on quick.
Big hug.
Come on, nappy on and then I'll go upstairs and get your slippers.
Oh, but it's slamming up.
Yeah, but come on.
I'm going to do handprints. I've got handprints.
Yes. Let's put some nice powder.
I see my chocolates. See my chocolates up there.
Can you?
My flippin' shapes. My shapes.
Your shapes? Do you mean the one from the advent calendar?
Yeah. That shape is.
I'll tell you what, once we've got this on, you can sit in your chair. And I think we've still got some of those chocolates left, because when you were poorly, you weren't eating. And also the advent calendar went down the back of the cupboard, didn't it? The one with chocolates.
Yes.
So I know that there are some still with chocolates inside.
Well, I'll eat one.
Yes, you can eat one in a minute. Let's just get your dress.
No, so, poorly.
You're not poorly now, are you?
Poorly, I have chocolates.
Oh no, I think it would make Purdy poorly to have one of those chocolates. Would you like to put your legs straight, please? Pussycats can have chocolate, but they usually have special chocolates for pussycats. And it's white. It's white chocolate. Because there's something in the chocolate that you and I eat that might make Purdy poorly. And there's probably something in Purdy's chocolates that would make us poorly, so we don't eat hers.
No, but I do.
She usually gets chocolates for Christmas, and she hasn't had any this year.
But eat food.
Yes, she eats food, doesn't she? Ordinary food. There we are.
Oh God, eat what?
Nice clean nappy, nice clean vest.
I put it in the dripping wagon.
Yes.
I put it down the roof. There's on a beanbag.
You put the cushion back on the floor, have you?
No, I didn't. I just need
it. It's waiting for the dustbin then.
Yes, I might not think.
Let's put these socks back on. Then. Socks back on.
Your dustbin wagon.
Am I a dustbin wagon?
Yes, yes, it is. Not your mine. Hey, now. Oh, dustbin wagon comes here. Not move, dustbin wagon. Put the weights off. Yep.
You're telling the dustbin wagon not to move? There we are, clean trousers as well.
And the table. We're in the table.
What are you saying? Please may you leave the table?
Please mind it. I'm going to my darling.
Well, you sit in your chair, we'll see about one of those chocolates.
So I did not eat my chocolate.
No, but anyone takes it, darling.
So I did not eat it. And no food.
She's got her own food, hasn't she?
I did not eat my food. Stop it, Purdy.
Oh, come on, Purdy's outside. She's not even trying to eat your food, darling. Don't tell her for something she's not doing.
Hey, put your brace out! Put a break out.
Put a break out?
Yes.
What do you mean, put a break out?
My break out. Put a break out.
I'm not sure what you're talking about now.
Red rats. Train rats. The train rats. The train bash.
The train bash?
Yes. But you want the train bash, and that's a four. Just what I need.
What you need? A chocolate?
Yes, please, Mother, please.
Oh gosh.
Oh gosh. What's that noise?
It sounds like a box or something has fallen over from upstairs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We've got all those boxes on the landing that are waiting to go to the loft at the weekend. And I think it might be one of those that's just fallen over.
Put a drop now in the loft.
Well, I'm not putting it up now, but at the weekend, Mummy and Daddy are going to have a big trip up to the loft, aren't we?
Stop now. Stop.
Yes, so I think it was just one box falling over. And now it's full, and that's it. Right, let's pop your slippers on instead of your shoes, because you're going to be in there most of the afternoon, aren't you?
Just what I need.
What's just what you need? Some chocolate?
Yes. And the lights. fur, and I like Purdy's fur.
You like Purdy's fur?
Yes, I like it.
I like it as well.
Hello, Purdy.
You're giving her a big kiss.
Oh, rock climbing, going naughty little girl.
You're calling her a naughty little girl?
Yes.
Oh, no, she's not a naughty little girl.
She's got tears on her.
She's got tears on her?
Yeah.
What do you mean, she's crying?
Yeah. Look.
Just steady, steady.
Look, look, Mum.
Hello, Purdy.
Hello, Purdy. I like you fair. I like you fair.
Oh, she's running away, isn't she? She's not stopping to listen to you telling her that you like her.
Just like you, Purdy.
Hello, Puss.
Hello, Puss.
Would you like some fresh food or fresh shall we try Purdy? Some biscuits on this? Come on, darling.
Come on, darling.
There we are.
There you are.
So can I just give my hands a quick wash now?
My all clean. My all clean.
Well, yours are all clean. You've just had a bath. And mine should be all clean because I've just bathed you. But then I've been touching Purdy. And if I'm going to start touching chocolates to give you to eat, I think I better
have a
quick rinse, don't you?
Yeah.
So let's have a look up here.
Not up here.
Oh, I don't think I can watch it. Oops. Try not to send them down the back
of it. I'm done. So look,
I think all the Christmas ones have gone. It was the ones that we were counting down to the millennium, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It says Happy New Year, but it doesn't say Happy New Year 2000, does it? Well, do you know which one we haven't opened? We've got to open Merry Christmas. So shall we open Merry Christmas? Who's holding that sticker? The fat controller?
Yes. That's a down. Oops, sorry.
This is the Christmas Day one. Oh, and it says Merry Christmas. Look, it's a little circle and it says Merry Christmas. I think it's supposed to be a holly wreath.
I want a rocket. I need it.
Do you? Please may I have the one that says 6 days to go? Mm. This is the countdown to the millennium that we missed. Oh, I've got a circle as well, Thomas. Mm-hmm. And it says, 6 days to go. This has number six on it, look. Mm. Number six.
Percy.
Percy?
Yes. This is Percy.
Oh, yes, it is, the green one. Yes, it's green like Percy and Gordon, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a red one like James, and who are the blue ones like?
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes, Thomas and who else?
It's Anis.
And this and this and this. Percy's green, isn't he? Mm. And Henry's green. I think Gordon's blue, isn't he? I said he was green, but I think Gordon's blue.
But he's red.
Well, if you're having number six, please may I have number five, which is James. That's red, isn't it?
James up there.
That's right, James is up there.
I'm going to eat yours now.
Yes, you eat mine now and I'll eat number five. Purdy's eating her lunch, hasn't she?
Yeah. But Purdy's.
Oh, and this one says 5 days to go. The 5 days to go must have been the 27th of December.
I'm not open mine yet, and open another. Let's just see it.
You want to open that one that says 1 day to go?
Yeah.
That was the 31st of December. Oh, that's gone already. Well, there's always 4 days to go. Shall we try 4 days to go?
Yeah.
4 days to go, that's one then.
I'm going to hold change. I want them to
shake it out. Is it stuck?
Yes, it's a bit run.
has happened? Gosh, what a clever pussycat. Did you see that?
I put his tail.
It's a bit cheeky, isn't it? Well, what's happened? When you'd had your bath, I carried you downstairs wrapped in a bath towel. And so that it would dry, and to remind me to take you to the bathroom, I've draped the bath towel on the child gate, the bottom of the stairs. And of course, because it's over the gate, Purdy couldn't get upstairs, so she's jumped onto the sofa, onto the back of the sofa, and jumped through the baluster, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She's not bad for an old lady, is she?
No.
Are you still trying to get number four out?
Yes.
Oh, Thomas. And that one says?
Gordon.
Gordon, it's a blue one. It says 4 days to go. Do you want to eat that one as well?
Me.
What, love?
Yours. Oh, yours.
No, I ate mine. Mine was number five, the red one. It's gone. Do you not want to eat any more?
Mum, I only ate one.
Well, I'll have 3 days to go in that case. Oh, 3 days to go.
It's then dropped down.
It's dropped down, yes. I think that's probably when it fell behind the cupboard. 3 days to go. We know 1 day to go has gone.
Yeah.
Well, no, it hasn't. It's just dropped down as well. No, it hasn't. That's number two that's dropped down and fallen into number one. Number one's in number two, and number two's in number one.
Thank you.
If you don't want to eat them, put them back and we'll open them another day.
Williams. I did not like chocolate.
Does James not like chocolate?
Oh,
and look, the Happy New Year one is a big one, like the Christmas Day one. The Christmas Day one said Merry Christmas, and the Happy New Year one says Happy New Father Christmas. Happy New Year.
Look, a big star.
Big star. There, all the chocolates have gone, Thomas. What we ought to do is buy lots of advent calendars in the sale, and then we could open one every day of the year,
couldn't
we? But no, the Fat Controller doesn't open. The Fat Controller's pointing towards all these at the bottom. Merry Christmas. 6 days to go. 5 days to go. 4 days to go, 3 days to go, 2 days to go, 1 day to go. Woo! Hooray! Happy New Year!
Okay, check this out.
No, they've all been opened. So number one. Oh no, the numbers. We've got a Christmas tree, Christmas pudding. What can you see?
A helicopter.
You can see how the helicopter.
Gone?
Yes, I think all the chocolates are gone now. We've just seen to that.
Bertie the bus.
Has that gone as well?
Yeah. I'll check from.
That's right. If you close all the envelopes like you're doing, then the pictures come back again, don't they? I think one came off, didn't it? But perhaps I sellotaped it back on. Look at this now. Oh, that one's missing, isn't it? And we didn't sellotape that one on, we sellotaped one up here. So look, you've got the calendar back. Apart from that one that's missing, it's just like it was the day we bought it in the shop. Do you remember seeing it in John Lewis?
It's all gone. The numbers are gone. Oh no!
Yes, I know, that's a shame, isn't it, that piece is missing. So who have you got on the calendar?
I don't know. Thomas the Tank Engine!
Got Thomas the Tank Engine. And?
Gordon.
Gordon.
There's nothing in it. That one opens.
I don't rip it off.
We'll just open them.
You want to open them again?
Yeah. No, that opened. Let's open them.
It says Thomas Shape Milk Chocolate Surprise Christmas and Millennium Countdown Calendar. count your, I would imagine it says way down to Christmas, because we don't know what it said there, because it's missing something.
Look, it's numbers.
It's all the numbers. How far can you count?
I don't count.
You can count.
What's this?
To 10, can't you?
What's this?
Those are letters of the alphabet that spell out Thomas. T-H-O-M-A-S.
That's open, the Christmas tree. Look! Oh, a Christmas tree!
Yes,
just like me, like mine.
Was it like yours? Yes, there's a Christmas tree behind the tea of Thomas, isn't there?
Oh, numbers I just opened there.
Have you ripped it?
Yeah.
You've gone very shy. You've tipped your head onto one side and you're looking very sheepish and you've turned it over. What happened? What's happened? Something's happened. Has something happened?
No.
No.
Not. Not.
Oh, this is surprising. I've got the old Christmas cards here. Shall we have a look?
I don't want to read this,
there's a bit of trouble in it. Well, pop it there on top of the cupboard.
That's it.
There we are. What can you see on some of these cards?
My million Goggins.
Mrs. Goggins? You're pretending you're Mrs. Goggins in Postman Pat's post office, are you?
For Christmas.
Yes. These are all the cards that we had around the house. We've taken them down and they're in a big bag now, aren't they? Mummy's got to go through them at some point and have a read to check if people have given us new addresses or written little messages inside.
Look! That parcel!
Parcels, yes. It looks like the little mouse is sending parcels down the slide, can you see?
Yeah.
And they're landing on top of a beanbag.
Yeah. And you put on hat. Hanks, put on hat. Oh, your letters there.
Can you reach them?
Yeah. Or post and ponds.
Ah, what's on this card?
What, I don't know.
You don't know? On this, look, birds. Look, can you see all these birds sitting on a washing line? Because there's a clothes peg. And what's happening in the sky? It's snowing.
Thanks.
And there's, can you see a little robin? The robin with the red breast. And look at this card, it's got lots of robins on it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a bit heavy?
Yes. Not much. That's it.
You look how many cards you've got.
Oops.
Oh dear, they've fallen on the floor. And do you remember every morning when the postman came, you went rushing to the door, didn't you, to collect all these cards? There must have been an awful lot.
Mummy, pick them up.
You want me to pick them up?
Yeah, please. This is your sack. This is in your sack.
Who's that? That's a snowman.
The ball climbing up her ladder. The ball climbing up a chair.
Yes, the little boy's standing on a chair, isn't he, to spray snow onto the snowman he's built inside the house. Look, his mummy and daddy have walked in and they don't look very happy, do they? Look what the pussycat's doing. The pussycat's spraying spray snow onto the
floor.
Put onto the dog who's on the floor. Oh dear, dear, I bet he's in a bit of trouble.
What on? Where's your mum gone?
Well, I've just picked them up. You asked me to pick them up, so I put them back on the table.
Your letters.
Are they my letters?
Thank you. Oh, what's this?
It's a pussycat surrounded by holly berries and leaves.
What's this?
It's an angel. Do you remember we talked about angels? Because she has a halo and wings.
No, not halos. You love that then, Pat.
Thank you. Would you like some more from the bag?
Yes. Lots and lots.
There are lots and lots, aren't there?
Lots.
They're right, 180, I think, actually, Thomas.
Lots and lots of things.
Oh, that's a lot. Look at them all. Look at this. This is a very special card.
I'm going to hold it and I'm rolling.
Because that's from Daddy to Mummy, isn't it? Look. Can you see that? That's got an angel on it.
I'm going to put it here. I need this angel put my hat. But then here. Lots and lots.
Lots and lots. Lots and lots.
It'll put my hat. It'll put my hat. Oops. Got one card now.
You've dropped a card?
Only one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Never mind.
You're all Pokemon packed.
Thank you. They're looking bright, aren't they? Have you noticed most of the colours, Thomas, are red and green? There's a lot of silver and gold, but red and green. You look on nearly every card and you'll find red and green.
Not hold it.
You don't want me to hold it. I was just looking at some of them. Oh, look at this teddy bear. He's holding. He's sitting in a very comfy armchair with a cushion, isn't he? And he's got some presents and a sprig of holly. And look, he's wearing a beautiful bow around his neck. Oh, have you seen the colour of the writing inside? What colour's that?
Orange.
Orange. It's very startling, isn't it?
That's chalk.
Oh, is it still blue tacked?
Yeah.
We've still got a bit of blue tack inside, have we?
Yeah, I just open it. Clean it.
Well, some of them were blue tacked. Oh, that's from Fred, Rachel and Miles next door. We blue tacked a lot of them to the banister and the door, didn't we?
Mm.
When we took them down in a bit of a hurry and I don't think I got all the blue tack on.
Mummy.
No, I think these are just letters, aren't they?
Yeah.
What we ought to do, Thomas, is put them into piles. All the ones that have pictures of Santa and all the ones that have pictures of animals.
Yeah. Oh, because. What's this?
What's that? Oh, that's a fancy shape, isn't it? Look at that. Yeah. Oh, I know, this is from somebody that Mummy works with. It says, I can't sleep because I'm waiting for Santa. And it's a little teddy with his nightshirt on and a nightcap. And he's holding his Christmas stocking and his teddy. Oh. That's a beautiful shaped card. Can you see all the holly running around the outside?
Put a post down.
You're posting it down there, aren't you? Right, I'm collecting all the ones here, so I've got Santa on them. And we can put a snowman there. And we'll have a pile with animals. Look, there are two pussycats there waiting on a window ledge, trying to come in. Oh, and these are...
You'll see more.
Thank you. Shall we put this on the Santa pile?
Yeah.
This one, look, what shall we call that? A snow scene?
Yeah.
Can you see all the hills and trees covered in snow? Well, that's clever, Thomas. Shall we have one for teddy bears? Because we've got lots of cards with teddies on, haven't we?
The pushes, Rolly, oh, I can't.
What are you trying to do? Roll your sleeve up?
Yeah.
Why? So that you can get stuck into this work?
Yeah. It's hard.
It's hard to pull it up?
Yes.
There you are. No, you're rolling your sleeve, rolling your sleeves up. Oh. Actually, we could have one with pussycats, let alone animals, couldn't we? One with pussycats, one with birds. And teddy bear. Shall we have a pile for cute characters like these?
Yeah.
What can you see there?
A suit.
A suit?
Stoot.
A scoot?
Yeah.
It's a hedgehog and a little mouse. Cute. Ah, cute. Because I was saying it's cute. Snow scene. Oh, I suppose we ought to have one with angels. And we could have a religious one, although I don't think we've got any. Oh, yes, here we have. Squirrel.
Oh, that's a squirrel.
There's a squirrel. Look, look at that. Isn't that nice?
Something in the mouth.
He's got some
nuts.
Some nuts in his mouth, that's right. Can you see the ivy leaves on the branch he's sitting on? And is there snow on the picture?
Yeah.
A lot of snow. The sun's shining again now, Thomas. It's quite nice. Ah, I love all the pussycats for the pussycat pie. Look at that.
An elephant.
Ah, yes, it does look like an elephant. It's a ginger pussycat and he's got a Santa hat. Look, on this one he's looking at the pom-pom on the top. That one he's got into the hat, hasn't he? So does he look like an elephant with a long trunk?
Yeah.
And this one, look, he's curled up and gone to sleep. Is that the ginger pussycat?
Yes. Oh, yeah. On that one.
Put Father Christmas on that one. Shall we put this on the Father Christmas pile?
It'll fuck the pile.
And at the end we can have a look and see just how many cards we've got with Father Christmas on.
Lots.
We've lots with robins on, haven't we? Snow scene, a snowman. Oh, and we ought to have some with little verses on. Shall we have a pile with special cards? That was from Daddy to Mummy, and that was from Mummy to Daddy. And there's a beautiful one from you to Mummy. I don't know where it is now, but...
Christmas.
Father Christmas.
It's a cross. It's a little baby parcel.
But it looks to me, oh yes, he doesn't look very pleased. Santa's on a sleigh and he's just seen a sign that says no parking at night and he's wondering where he can stop. And he's got that many parcels on the back of his sleigh, they're all falling off, aren't they? That's a cartoon.
The moon.
You know, I said it was nice and sunny now. It is, but have you seen what's happening? It's raining.
Rain.
We might see a rainbow night the other day. Do you remember when we saw that rainbow? I think it was on Monday, but I can't remember. No, I can't see a rainbow at the back. Let's have a look out of the window at the front. Usually when the sun shines and it rains, we get a rainbow. And we've had some really beautiful ones, haven't we?
I'm not seeing light.
No, I can't see one. Just go outside and have a look.
No rainbow.
No, there's no rainbow. And guess what? There's no rain either. It must just have been... A very quick shower because there's no rain at all. Right, let's have a look at the time, Thomas.